Welcome to Earth Matters. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Alex Gizzi and lead of the Ore Deposits and Critical Minerals Research Group at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources at New Mexico Tech. Minerals are essential in our lives. We find them everywhere. We walk on them on black and white sand beaches on our holidays. They cover the ocean floor. They occur in the cores of mountain belts and even on other planets, their moons and asteroids. When we wake up in the morning, we are brushing our teeth using toothpaste, which contains components from minerals, such as silica from quartz and titanium dioxide from rutile. The mineral apatite, a calcium phosphate, is the major component of our teeth and bone material. Clay minerals are an important component in soils. They can absorb water and swell, which is why it's important to know where we build our roads and houses. Talking about houses, guess what? Drywalls are made of calcium sulfate. Yes, the mineral gypsum. We also use minerals in technological devices such as the cell phones, computers, and many more essential areas to our lives. So, what is a mineral? There are many definitions, but essentially, it must be a naturally occurring solid. It has an ordered atomic arrangement, which can lead to nice crystals, and commonly it is formed through inorganic processes. For example, a diamond is formed deep in the Earth's mantle and is brought to the surface through rapid eruptions, for example in kimberlites. We can synthesize a diamond, but it forms in nature, and hence it is a mineral. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Alex Gizzi, a new economic geologist at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources and an assistant professor in the Department of Earth and Environmental Science.